from their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Ginther gets it in, back over to Kraft. Going against Gabe Messing, now over to the right wing. Back at the top of the key to Boom, over to Kraft, right wing. Calling out the offense. 6:15 left in the second. Harbor Beach leads by 5, 18-13, the district championship. Hanson for three, top of the key once again. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Josh White. Over to Sweeney. Dribbles in top of the key. And we have a little scuffle on the arm called against number 14, Jason Hanson. That's his first. Harbor Beach's fifth. To be ugly ball on the far side of your radio right at midcourt. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. 18-13. Ugly trailing by 5. Sweeney on the left wing. Or to the top of the key, or to the right wing, to Messing, and Josh White, right post, goes up and shoots the jump shot, no good. And out of bounds, last touch by Boom to Harbor Beach. Ugly ball. 34, Lifrance passing this one in. Into Sweeney in the corner. And he brings it to the left wing, back into Lifrance, top of the key, trying to feed it into Josh White in the post, but nothing there. Instead, they pass over to Brian White, number 20, back to Gabe Messing for three from the right wing. Yes! 32, Gabe Messing with the three. Brings him back within two. 18-16, Harbor Beach booms for the jump shot on the left post. That was no good. Last touch by Life ran out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 18-16, a tight one here in Cass City. Ubley versus Harbor Beach. Kraft passing this in. Up to Klasky, top of the key. Over to Hanson, right wing. The gym goes silent. Top of the key, going against Sweeney. Gets the knock loose, hangs onto it. Goes up, and he's fouled. They say it's on the floor, so Harbor Beach will get it under through on the hoop once again. Fouls against number 10, Nick Sweeney. That's his first. Ubley's second. Third, excuse me. Kraft passes into Klasky once again to the top of the key. And we have a handoff to Kraft. Going against Messing, right at the top. 5:10 to go in the second. Harbor Beach by 2. Kraft picks up his dribble over to the left wing to Hanson. Over to the right wing, into Klasky, back up to Ginther. Over to Kraft, right wing. Drives in on the baseline. Brings it back out. Resets the offense. 4:54 left in the second. Fires by 2. Right wing, and that's a 5-second call. Turnover on Harbor Beach. Kraft didn't move it for 5 seconds. That's turnover.
That's a 5 line.
He was trailing the 3-point line in and out. Kraft didn't like it. Brian White passes into Nick Sweeney across midcourt over to Gabe Messing, right wing. Josh White on the baseline, right side. Passes out to Gabe Messing for 3 once again. He hit 1. He missed 2. He now has 8 points for Ubley, and they have a 1-point lead. 19-18. Ubley over Harbor Beach. 4.5 to go before halftime. Ginther going against Brian White, top of the key, over to Kraft on the right wing. Feeds into Boom's right post. Josh White defending. And it's nearly out of bounds by Jason Hanson. Ref got in the way. And now that's going to be, we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. Heads-up play there on the opposite official called it.
It was a very heads-up play because it would have been double dribble. It would have been a violation. But Coach Rubel, he saw it and called the timeout and saved the day. Who was pressuring there was, again, Nick Sweeney. He's all over the ball. Quite a ball hawk.
30-second timeout here for Harbor Beach. Ryan Brown listening to the Harbor Beach huddle. John, what's the difference in the first half?
Right now they're just kind of feeling each other out a little bit. Right now it's Ubley's inside that is really doing the damage, and it's everyone that's doing the damage in the inside because they're giving clear lanes to get to the inside. For Harbor Beach, it's their outside that's working right now. So I'll take your pick.
Well, we're out of the huddle. Ryan Brown listening to Harbor Beach. Ryan, what you find out?
Well, Harbor Beach, like Mr. Mooney just said, is working well from the outside. What Coach Rubel is going to want to do is kind of pound it in the middle for the rest of this quarter and establish some sort of inside presence.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Harbor Beach has scored 3 points in the second quarter. Ubley has 8. And a 1-point lead, 19-18. Kraft dribbles in at the left elbow, takes the jump shot. This is off the mark. Rebound, Lifrance. Here comes Ubley with a 1-point lead. Sweeney across midcourt. Less than 4 to play in the second. Harbor Beach starting to meet their defense at half court. Over to Brian White, left wing. Owned to the hands of Klasky. Out of left touch by Dave Messing's head and out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball right in front of their own bench, the right side of your radio. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. 18-19. Hubley with a 1-point lead.
Hubley's picking him up man to man.
Here comes Hanson across the timeline, walking it up, going against Sweeney. Over to Kraft, right wing against Messick. Boom, stop of the key. Andrew Klasky, left corner. Loses the dribble, back over to Hanson for three, left wing. It's up, and it's off the mark, and we have a whistle. Fouls against Harbor Beach, off the ball. Looks like it's going to be against number Aaron Ginther, number 12. That's his second. Harbor Beach is six the rest of the way out here. Probably shooting at least one free throw. Brian White passing within 90 feet from his own hoop to Nick Sweeney. Into Liefrand midcourt, drills it up into Josh White in the right post, and it's good. Liefrand hits the seam into Josh White. He has 6 points now and a 3-point lead for Ubley, 21-18 over Harbor Beach. 3:14 left before halftime. Booms in the right wing up to Hanson at the top. Over to the right wing now, dribbles into the paint, and we have a block call against Nick Sweeney for Ubley. That's Sweeney's second. Ubley's fourth foul of the half. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 3:07 to play before they hit the locker rooms for halftime. Kraft passing this in. And he feeds it into, hits the back of the backboard and goes out of bounds. So, Ubley ball. Austin Drake checks in for Nick Sweeney with two fouls. On the court right now for Ubley, we have Brian White, Austin Drake, Marshall Liefrand, Gabe Messick, Josh White. Out there for Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft, Jason Hanson, Aaron Ginther, Jordan Boone, Sloan Glassy, Liefrand, top of the key. Less than three to play now. Passing Josh White in the paint, turns and shoots the jump shot. That was the one that goes good. Yes. Josh White now with 8 points and pushes the lead to five for Ubley. 23-18. Hanson, top of the key, over to Kraft in the right wing. Back up to Booms. Over to Hanson, left wing, going against Drake. 14-14. Dribbles into the paint, loses it, and Liefrand there to scoop it up. Gabe Messing down the court, goes against Kraft. No call, rebound to Liefrand. It's good. 7-point lead for the Bearcats. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. Full timeout. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this.
Insurance. Not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with two locations, visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288, or in Ubley at 658-8538.
.22 left before halftime. Ubley with a 7-point lead, 25-18. Brian Brown listens to Harbor Beach and call a full timeout. Brian, what did you find out?
Coach Rubel wants a little bit more flow on offense. Right now there's no continuity, there's no rhythm on offense. What they're going to try and do is work the ball inside and out and get some rhythm going.
Thank you, Ryan. Glassy passes into left post, into Booms. Double team coming, kicks it out to Aaron Ginther, left corner, back into Booms, left post. Kicks it out to Kraft, out to D, over to Glassy, right wing. A lot more ball movement for the Pirates. Glassy takes three for himself, off the mark. Rebound, Josh White for Ubley. 2 minutes to go, 25-18, Ubley by seven. Liefrand dribbles into the free throw line, takes the jump shot, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Liefrand, almost had the rebound. Harbor Beach ball.
The Bearcats are really getting some really great looks right now. And for the Harbor Beach Pirates right now, it's just kind of like one shot and done.
Ubley has scored 14 points. Harbor Beach has scored three. Ubley has scored 14 in the second quarter. Glassy drives in on the right side, down to the baseline, and he's fouled.
It looks like that's going to be on Gabe Messing.
And the block ball is indeed against Gabe Messing. That's his first, probably his fifth. Harbor Beach will get it. No, that's the number 34, Marshall Liefrand.
I'll be daring.
So Harbor Beach passes in under on their own baseline. Ortigenzer wide open left wing for three. It's up and it's off the mark.